Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, Belichick's got nothing going on right now. Although the latest from Seth Wickersham and his assorted friends has dropped on ESPN.com, where they're talking about Bill Belichick. And before we even give you any of the what was in here, ladies and gentlemen, in case you have not read this, we want you to know that the Patriots already put out something about this.
That was early this morning.
Yeah. Early this morning. Yes, of course.
Denying that any of this happened.
So they went from an organization that ignored the noise, and now they respond to the noise immediately. I think that's all a part of the new way of doing things down there. We used to ignore the noise. Now we respond to all the noise. In a nutshell.
Now, this is Seth Wickersham.
That's right.
Okay,
it's,
now before you read it.
Wickersham and Jeremy Fowler and Don Van Natta.
Oh, wow, you got a lot of them in there.
Well, there's...
It's a group effort.
Basically, there's one NFL insider and the two quote-unquote investigative reporter type guys.
So, before you read it, right, there's going to be a lot of people who will dismiss it no matter what because they're loyal to the shield and the name of the team and everything. So, it doesn't matter how much truth you give them. They will deny it. They will excuse it away. So... All these Van Natta, Wickersham, more right than wrong over the years, would you say?
Yeah.
Especially since there's been more, I guess, you know, stories that come out that either, you know, prove them right or, you know, double down on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think on this one with Wickersham, he kind of tells two stories within it. One is kind of the Atlanta Bill Belichick story and the fact that, as you and I talked about at the time, you know, the detailed reporting in here is that when everybody came up with a top three list in Atlanta, Bill didn't make any of those. And you and I talked about at the time that, well, if you're Terry Fontenot or anybody else working in the organization, the looming specter of Bill Belichick coming in probably made you pretty job scared. So there is kind of an understanding at least why some people in employ in the Falcons might not have wanted to have Bill Belichick sort of walk through that door. The interesting part of this, though, is that apparently Robert Kraft told Arthur Blank, called him, to warn him not to trust Bill Belichick. And one of the things in here is that Kraft was a big part of why the Falcons passed on hiring Bill. Found Bill to be... and for you, I'm curious for your thoughts on this. Found Bill Belichick to be extremely difficult and obstinate and kind of stubborn and in the end, not worthy of his trust and also very, very arrogant.
So when I first read, of course, no duh. I mean, how stupid are you? Yes, 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 and yes. All this is... Isn't it widely known that Bill is extremely difficult, obstinate, kind of stubborn? Hold on.
No.
Kind of stubborn?
Is stubborn.
Okay, good. Maybe that was the only one. I was like, you got this one wrong.
Stubborn, yeah.
Kind of stubborn, and in the end, not worthy of his trust, and also very, very arrogant. Really?
Yeah.
Of course he is. Yes, he's arrogant. Yes, he's stubborn. Yes, he's tough to deal with. Can you trust him? Well, I guess we got some more context as far as, you know, why you can't trust your head coach that you have let run your team forever and ever and ever and has, you know, six Lombardi trophies. Why can't you trust him?
So this is part of really why the Patriots responded the way they did, correct? Would you say that the whole... Robert Kraft called Arthur Blank, Robert Kraft being tied up in all this. Basically, any communication between Robert Kraft and Arthur Blank, I think, is going to get sort of poo-pooed, tried to push under the rug, undersold, all that kind of stuff from the folks down there in Foxborough. But let's just be real about this. If you believe this report, and because it's Wickersham, I will at least leave it open for fan interpretation. But if this is right, and I have no reason to believe that it isn't, this is not conducive, or this is not consistent, I should say, with the whole, well, it's very important for everyone to know, we part amicably. Amicable. It's amicable, everybody. Thank you. Here's Bill. And then you get on the phone and you tell another, you bury Bill basically to another owner.
So if you're Kraft,
come on.
If you're Kraft, okay, and this is the truth, okay, the whole, this is the way Bill is. He's arrogant, he's stubborn, he hides stuff from me, he doesn't tell me everything.
Mm-hmm.
And your friend, a former owner, calls you up and says, hey, I'm thinking about hiring your guy. Tell me about your experience. Tell me about him. Well, he's a know-it-all. He thinks this is all him. He's very arrogant. He's stubborn as hell. Boy, I tell you what, the fights that we had to get the smallest increment of information from him. What does it say? Like, what about the good things that he does? All we're hearing about is the reasons why Arthur Blank shouldn't have hired him. And it feels like Kraft went out of his way to torpedo any chance of Bill getting a job. That's the way it reads
to
me.
That's the way it comes across, no question.
Yeah,
that it was anything but amicable.
Yeah, it was like, okay, well, geez, if I'm Arthur Blank, well, what went right? What did he do right? Like, you kept him it was all Brady. It was all Brady. He's never won without Brady. Look at it. You know it was all Brady. Look at the dynasty. I kind of broke it down for you.
So it sounds like Arthur Blank should have gotten on the phone and tried to recruit Tom Brady then instead of either Bill Belichick or Raheem Morris or to go out and get Kirk Cousins. That's the part of this that I hate to say that for Robert Kraft, he keeps taking these shots to the chin, but is that not what is happening here? And I can understand Robert Kraft getting a little frustrated with Bill towards the end. Like, okay, I get it. You know, after a while, almost 25 years of pressure cooker, high-level success, big decisions, big money, all that kind of stuff. I can understand each other sort of wearing each other down, let's say. But if this is right, that basically Robert Kraft sort of buried Bill to Arthur Blank, then it isn't consistent with what this guy has said. And I think that's all what people are looking for. Because, Christian, if you're Robert Kraft, don't you tell sort of Arthur Blank kind of the beginning to the end? Hey, when I brought him in, here was the setup. When he won, here's what I did. Then here's what started to happen. Then here's how I reacted. You sort of put the whole thing in context, not the, oh, well, in the end, he was an a-hole to me or whatever. Because I might say this. I think Arthur Blank might deal with someone being a dink to him if he wins 3 Super Bowls in a 5-year period or something like that.
See, I want to know from you, okay, why? Why would he do it? If you're assuming that it's true, and I lean towards, listen, it's true, why would he give such an unfavorable, why would he give such
one word, receipt.
So he's just vindictive and petty.
Why should I take it any other way?